Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we like to tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Boy, do we have some exciting stuff for you now. Luke Vargas, who, as you know, went to the Ukraine just last month, and he was there with Zach Badorf, who is actually in Donetsk, Ukraine, right now. Guys, thanks to both of you for tag-teaming this.
Sure thing.
So, Zach, you're there, and I heard you were in the Crimea as this vote went down. Tell us what that was like on Sunday.
You know, I'm now in Donetsk, which is in the eastern part outside of Crimea, and being in Crimea itself was actually really kind of intimidating. There are a number of security forces that are lawless, effectively. They can do whatever they want. They have there's, of course, the Russian troops who are occupying the peninsula. There are the Cossacks who have been shipped in by buses from Russia to, you know, provide local security and crack down on activists and journalists. There are self-defense forces who have been sort of formed up, and they have their distinctive red armbands. In fact, when I arrived at the airport in Simferopol, the first thing that I saw coming when I went through the door to get in, go through immigration, was about five guys just glaring at everybody who was coming in. These were self-defense force guys. They didn't have any weapons on them, but they certainly could grab you and beat you up and do whatever they want, because there's just no accountability for these folks. And that's the sort of situation that people voted in yesterday, on Sunday. And
yeah,
you know,
so
it was really... Go ahead, please.
So you're saying, as you were describing, that, you know, they had weapons, so it was used to think it was intimidating to the people, as that's how they were flowing in and voting. There were a lot of soldiers, right?
Absolutely. No, it's important to note that a vast majority of people in Crimea do want to be separate from Ukraine. They do support Russia. Is that as high as 97%? I'm very doubtful. It's actually that high. Was the vote actually... process conducted well? It looked fine to me. It didn't look like there were any discrepancies. But the real question here is the situation on the ground, and, you know, the environment, the intimidation tactics, the fear. Can you go out and dissent in the streets? No, absolutely not. Can you, as a local or foreign journalist, report the situation? If you do that, you can get beat up. And some of my colleagues have been beaten up with their memory cards taken away, hassled by Cossacks, and even potentially Russian Secret Service guys. So it's a very dynamic and troubling situation down there in Crimea. That is, I think it's going to, that sort of security environment is going to remain that way for a while.
Yeah. So, Luke, it sounds like it's much different than when you were there. Describe for people what it was like a month and a half ago when you went to the Ukraine.
Well, you know, Zach and I really liked being in Crimea. It was beautiful, and it's worth noting that this is an area that Russia has sort of pegged as being the Russian Riviera. You know, let's talk about the potential. You know, we've talked quite a lot about the Russian stock market, the price of oil, and the ways the Russian economy might be hit by continued instability if this region of Crimea is mired in crisis for quite some time. And I know Zach can talk about the risk of sort of a Tatar insurrection against Russia in the decades to come. I mean, this plan of taking this beautiful area and turning it into an area where tourists want to come. I know 70% of the tourists in this very beautiful region are from Ukraine. If that ends, if it's continual insecurity there, that dream may be shattered. You know, certainly Russia is certainly risking a lot to take on an area that is not very economically powerful, where there's a very frustrated minority population, and where it's, you know, I think it all adds up. I think I said it all.
Yeah, Zach, piggybacking on that, great way to describe that, Luke, saying Russian Riviera to give people a sense of what we're talking about in that region. What are people saying about what happened with this referendum where you are now?
It is not the Russian Riviera here in Donetsk. It was snowing yesterday, and it's very cold out still at the moment. But it is a very different environment up here. There are roughly 40% of the population in Donetsk who are ethnic Ukrainian. 60% are ethnic Russian. So there's a lot more support for staying with Ukraine here. It's not as clear as what happened in Crimea. Earlier today, I went to a pro-Russian rally where they had Russians who were waving flags at the local parliament building. They were faced off against the Ukrainian security forces, riot police, because there have been some violent clashes. And just today, the Kazakhs started arriving. These are folks who have been shipped up from Crimea, I've been told, and they're there to instigate trouble. Russia is now trying to test the waters. This is sort of the new battleground, I think, of what will happen next. What sort of instability can they create in this area?
Zach, is anybody asking you, because they know you're American, obviously, when they hear you speak, is anybody asking you about America and what's America doing, or what are people saying? Are they curious?
No, I haven't really heard anybody ask me about America's role in it. The bigger focus for people locally is what the government is doing and what Putin is doing. And the big question on everybody's minds here seems to be is what is Putin's plan? How far is he going to go? Is he going to push into Donetsk? Is he going to push into the south and southern part, just north of Crimea, so that he can get access to the water and the fuel and the food supplies that Crimea desperately needs to be able to be sustainable? These are big questions, and I think we're going to see the answers in the coming weeks. It could be that they just stop at this point. It would be difficult for Russia to sustain Crimea, but pushing any farther would push the limits, and perhaps Luke can better talk about that from an international perspective at the UN.
Yeah, Luke, I was going to ask you that. So the UN, what was their reaction now today? They were talking about sanctions and all this other stuff. What was the reaction to the referendum?
Come off of what Zach said there, the UN is really not the power player here. It's the European Union. And I think something that will get more play as the week progresses is the fact that on Friday, the government in Kiev plans to sign elements of European Union accession. They are political elements. So what's been most talked about and most people have focused on with Ukraine are the economic ties. But after Friday, Ukraine does not become a European member state, but it does become a European Union ally. And at that point, the calculation, I think, for Vladimir Putin may be very different than it was before. Just a few weeks ago, about 2.5 weeks, when the Russian military started to mobilize in Crimea, Ukraine was on its own. It didn't enjoy NATO membership. It didn't enjoy political ties with the European Union. After Friday, that all changes. And to invade a territory like that or to move troops in would really mark a shift. This has never happened in the history of the European Union. And I do think we will start to hear this, and people will say that Putin, if he's going to make a move, may need to do it before Friday, because after that, the stakes are a lot higher if he plans on violating Ukraine's sovereignty once again.
Yeah. Zach, how long do you plan on staying in the Ukraine?
I fly home on Friday out of Kiev. I'm going to go back up there and reconnect with some folks, check in on how things are doing with the activists there. But, I do hope to maybe you see a few more cities, or at least one more city before I go, get an idea of what else is going on in the area. It's been fascinating so far already, and I'm sure the rest of the trip will be as well.
All right, Zach, stay safe. Luke, thanks so much. We'll talk to you both soon again.
Sure thing. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Of it anyway. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? I heard a good one today. Somebody said to me, you know why God invented whiskey? And I said, why? So the Irish wouldn't rule the world. Oh, that's brutal, isn't it? That is nasty. It is pretty funny, though. I have to say that. All right, and then there's, of course, other things that we all know that we've heard before, like Murphy's Law. Nothing is as easy as it looks. Everything takes a little longer than you expect. And if anything can go wrong, repeat after me, it will go wrong at the worst possible moment. There are a zillion blessings and poems and limericks and all that kind of thing when it comes to the Irish. And when it comes to St. Paddy's Day, a lot of people pull them out. Coming up, if you hang around with us in our next hour, Connor Kaneen joins us, and he truly has the gift of gab, living in Chicago now, but grew up in Ireland, has some thoughts about myths about the Irish people and some other things, including the whole corned beef thing. You know, people run out and they eat corned beef and cabbage, and that's the St. Paddy's Day deal, maybe go get a Reuben, that kind of thing. And lo and behold, it's not really the big dish in Ireland. I mean, there is corned beef, but it's not as big as it's made out to be in the U.S. I got one more for you. My grandmother told me this when I was a kid. I scribbled it down for an assignment because I needed an Irish blessing. As you slide down the banister of life, may the splinters never point in the wrong direction. Wah, wah, wah. All right, speaking of the wrong direction, I think that there were some people that woke up in Los Angeles thinking, oh, no, deja vu, here we go. Because in L.A., if you live in L.A. for any length of time, it's always about when is the big one going to hit. People talk about that. You know, are we going to have the big one? It's what's it going to look like, that kind of thing. So they had a 4.4 earthquake that hit around Westwood, you know, where UCLA is. And it's the biggest shakeup they've had in Southern California since 2008 when they had a 5.5 on the Richter scale. And they say there was probably about 6 aftershocks. It happened at 6:25 in the morning. So a few people were shook out of bed. And, you know, 5.5 is pretty big. 4.4, you feel it. They definitely felt it. There were some news anchors who were on the air at the time, and they ducked under the desk. That makes for drama on TV, doesn't it? They're giving you your the morning stories, and then all of a sudden they take cover. But that's what happened. And they're trying to figure out what fault line the earthquake was on. And they're analyzing it and all that kind of stuff because they calculate all that data and they start to look at, well, what could happen in San Andreas? That's the big fault line. Or, you know, where was it? And there's fault lines all over the place in the Santa Monica Mountains, in the Hollywood Hills, and all those, on all those areas. And it's interesting because off of the Chilean coast, it was a 7.0. Remember that? And I had just said that. This was the day before. I said, you know, if you have that 7.0 and you have that in Los Angeles, look out. Because then more than curtains are going to shake and more than a few things are going to fall off the shelves if that happens. So people are a little bit weary in Los Angeles. Anytime they get any kind of an earthquake, like I said, the conversation shoots up. Speaking of the conversation, what a conversation there right at the top with Luke Burgess and Zach Badorf. Zach Badorf talking to us right there from the Ukraine and talking about the Crimeans and the vote and what that was like and the intimidation factor, which we didn't hear too much about, the intimidation factor for the journalists who were there. And he talked about what it was like voting-wise, from what he could see, and the, you know, what's been reported is all the flags and the chants and the music and all that kind of stuff, and that people were gathering around and celebrating. And, you know, the Ukraine attached to the Crimea now, in looking at what happens moving forward with Russia, is pretty interesting, because the vote by the U.S. and the European Union, they're saying it's illegal. But you had all these pro-Moscovites, I'll call them, voters, who were just spilling out into the streets. And they were celebrating and saying life is going to be different for them. They were carrying the red hammer and sickle that was, you know, the former Soviet Union. You saw a bunch of that. Saw lots and lots of red. So that change is happening there. What does it mean for the rest of the Ukraine as you listen to what they were saying? It was interesting, especially that intimidation factor, because you would assume that. But since he was right there on the ground and saw it with his own eyes, Zach, and saw what was happening or what his fellow journalists were telling him, man, that is creepy, isn't it? And, of course, the other thing that is the big buzz in the backyard is this 777. And whether or not it's been hijacked, were the people killed on board, how can, you know, so the thing I keep saying is, how do you hide a plane that big? How do you do that? I mean, you fly it at the 45,000 feet, you fly it there, and then, of course, people would drift off, and the claims now surrounding it, the Malaysian airliner, are not only did they turn off what it seems like deliberately could be, there's not a definite because no one knows, turn off the radar so that they would go, you know, the equipment so it would knock them off the radar so they couldn't be found, but also that they could have purposely just jammed that airline as high as it could go and then rapidly descended it. So, I mean, is this just a bunch of nonsense, that the speculation, because this is such a hot story and everybody wants to get a piece of it, or what? Dropping to the lower altitude to avoid the ground radar, using the terrain as kind of a, what you would call a sonar barrier, I guess, right? But that kind of flying is incredibly risky because of what it does to the plane. And you could naturally end up in mountains or trees or, you know, anywhere else. So you have all these countries that are part of the search for this plane, and so far nothing. And at least 9 people, they say. I read this in one of the British rags today. They're talking about, like, people in farms and fishermen are reporting about seeing lights in the sky, and then some people are saying they heard a loud noise. And this was over the South China Sea in a couple of the villages that were near that area. So, you know, it's, who knows, is this just a case of more misinformation or people thinking they're seeing things, or, you know, what's that about? I don't think we can get to the bottom of this quick enough, if you know what I'm saying. And we might not know, and it's wild to think about that. We might not know for who knows how many years if that plane dropped off into the Indian Ocean, that missing Malaysian airline flight, we might not really know what happened there. The tracking systems were on. It seems like they would have been on cruise control. We know all that kind of stuff. We've been through down this road. You check in. But what happened to this plane? Was it really a hijacking? Was it just a terrorist event? Was it nothing like that, even though the pieces sort of looked that way? And the focus is all over the board. To be a fly on the wall and to be negotiating where you're supposed to be and helping the Malaysian government, they seem pretty bungled to me. I saw one of the press conferences today, and they seem very confused in a sense as to what was going on. It's like they're throwing darts at a board. That's how it looks to me anyway. You may have a different take on this because we're going into the second week. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. More odds and ends on the flip side.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
America tonight. Here's a couple of quick numbers for you. Thanks to Jack for the reminder from down under that Mega Millions is up to $400 million. 400000000. Woo! So that lump sum might be looking pretty good to some people. If you're feeling really lucky, don't forget about the billion-dollar bracket challenge Warren Buffett threw down for the March Madness. Yep, the big tournament starts on Thursday. You know what the chances are of a perfect bracket? 9.2 quintillion. What is a quintillion? 1 million times bigger than 9 trillion. But why not? Who cares? Take a crack at it. And oh, by the way, some people win $100,000. So just to fill out a bracket. I even saw something today with this whole March Madness fever in the Wall Street Journal. They do a blind bracket. If you go to their site, they'll send you in the right direction. And they disguise the teams. There's some hints as to who they are. So I guess if you really knew basketball. But you're kind of picking blindly. Somebody wins the whole thing, they make a big announcement about it, and they give you a portrait. Portrait, $1 billion, $100,000. I'm thinking it's better go for the big shot. You know, why not? And if you fall just a little short, you still walk away with some pretty decent pocket change. All right, this guy walked away with a lot of change, and for that reason, he deserves to go into our dungeon. We actually haven't put anyone in the dungeon in a very long time. Do you remember this name? Think about this guy for a second. Kevin Trudeau. Anybody remember Kevin Trudeau? He was a TV infomercial guy. He was on all the time. He was pushing different financial things about how, what you need to do with your money. Then he was pushing the weight loss cure they don't want you to know about book. And so, I mean, he was the late night TV pitch guy. If you couldn't sleep and you flipped on the tube, you were bound to see him somewhere. Check this out. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison for what he did through those infomercials. The judge portrayed the 50-year-old as a habitual fraudster going back into his early adulthood. This is what the judge said, that he was the kind of guy that he used his mother's own Social Security numbers in a scheme, and that he's tried to cheat people from the very first chance he had the ability to do that. So he's saying that he's trying to have a reawakening after what he did. But I'll tell you what, people bought into what he was selling. He sold 850,000 copies of his weight loss book. He got $39 million in revenue from that. And they convicted him of criminal contempt in November for defying a 2004 court order barring him from running false ads about that weight loss book. And even though that order was leveled at him, he aired the infomercials 32,000 times. Are you kidding me? What a dodo brain. What do you think? The evidence is right there. How easy is it to bust him? And this crazy book had a grueling 500-calorie-a-day diet and hormone treatments. And so that's the deal. They were saying that the contents of the book were misrepresented. That it was a simple, no-hunger, diet-free method of losing weight, and it wasn't about that at all. So he's claimed that the government was out to get him, but the bottom line is there was a criminal conviction, and now there's a civil case that's been brought against him. So Kevin Trudeau is getting his comeuppance, but he can't get it fast enough, so I feel like we need to throw him in the America Tonight dungeon. Let's go for it.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
How many people are disappointed? How many people have had his books on their shelves? And I mean, because like I said, you know, there was other things that he wrote. I can really remember a time where you saw his face on the tube. I mean, really, anytime you were up late, all the time. I mean, all the time, seriously. So a dungeon moment for us. All right, we like to zig and zag in a couple of different directions with odds and ends, but if you want to throw in on this missing flight and your latest conspiracy theory or what you think really happened, please do, because we can't get enough of this, right? 855-266-5283. I hope for the sake of the families that there is some closure and it's not going to take however many years. Because that's got to be the worst thing. And you see the pictures of them now. I saw the girlfriend of the American who was working for IBM, and they were going to move. So she's on pins and needles, just waiting for anything, waiting for any kind of information, even a sliver of hope. And I think with some of these stories that come out with the hijacking, they feel like there might be hope that they're hijacked and the people are on some island somewhere where they've landed the plane. It seems like of all the options, that's highly unlikely, but not impossible, I suppose, because there could be people in cahoots, although I think it would be rather odd in talking to other people in the airline industry that you could get the plane, keep it off the radar, get it down. Even in a small situation, you'd have to have some kind, with a plane that big, you'd have to have a decent runway, and then not have anyone say anything, because the story couldn't be any bigger. I mean, it could not be any bigger. And this kind of fell under the radar, if you will, but it's a huge story, of the Navy SEALs that went and boarded an oil tanker and took control of a rogue Libyan boat. So what happened was, is there were three armed men earlier this month that took over the boat. So what the Navy SEALs did is, on orders from the president, they went into international waters just south of Cyprus, and this was the Libyan government asking for help too, and the USS Roosevelt was the place where they embarked, because obviously they have to get there, right? Then they had helicopter support off the boat. And this was the command center. And a group of about 30 Navy SEAL teams, 30 Navy SEALs, part of the team, went down and got on the boat. They had inflatable boats, and they had ladders and got on board. And they found a couple of AK-47s on the ship, but no shots were fired. They were detained on the boat, the rebels. And they'll get handed over to the Libyan government or whatever, and the SEALs left the ship. But 25 sailors from the USS Stout now came in, and they're on board that boat, that tanker. And so here we go again. I mean, you just can't. How much oil? The rebels, they say had seized three different export terminals in the port. They had been able to nab up about 700,000 barrels of oil, because that's how much was coming out. They were able to nab a ton of that oil, the 700,000 barrels of oil a day. So there's been a big struggle for oil because of the power and the money and everything else since the overthrow of Gaddafi a couple of years ago, back in 2011. And they've had a bunch of problems with this. So thank goodness for those SEALs and the Libyan government leaning on the president saying, we need help. We gotta do something, because, this boat has gone awry. We cannot get a hold of it. It's the Rogue. And it's got a whole bunch of oil on it. A whole bunch of it. So they did that. They were able to get in there, and that's the good news. I'll put it that way anyway. The other thing that's interesting that popped up on the radar, because we're keeping track of this kind of stuff, is now we're in this weird period with the weather where, in some cases, as much as we're talking about snow, there's snow in the Northeast. They had massive tornado watches for Florida. They had like 14 counties that were in the middle of probable tornadoes. It looked bad in the afternoon, especially because of these severe thunderstorms. And then what the cooler wind that came in, it's the change in the atmospheric conditions. But luckily, there weren't any kind of fatalities or any kind of injuries reported. But there was a little bit of a scare because of how it was looking with the possibility of the tornadoes, just the perfect conditions for that to happen. See, here's the difference. We start off and we talk about an earthquake, and the earthquake, there's no warning with that earthquake, but with the tornado, it's a whole different ball game, because they still can't exactly pinpoint things, but looking at the atmosphere and looking at the conditions, they can pump out those warnings, and that's exactly what they did. Pump out the warnings, the watches, so people know, hey, the right conditions are there for this to happen. So be careful and make sure you've got an exit strategy. Probably a good idea anyway, right? All right, stay with us. We're booting it to the other side.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And digital technology. Let's start with the moon. The great Stephen Hawking says, you know what? In 50 years, we'll be living on the moon. It'll truly be a space age. You think that? Man on the moon, one giant leap at one revolution. I just find that hard to believe. With the cost and everything else, I get the exploration, but settlements on the moon within 50 years, people living, I mean, living on Mars in 2100. Of course, we won't be around to see that, but it seems hard to believe that we'll have colonized some planets, including Mars. But the professor believes the human race faces imminent extinction because there's going to be too many on Earth to support, you know, to support that. So we'll have to colonize. We'll have to colonize other planets like the moon. And he says our planet is an old world threatened by the population and the finite resources that we're going to have. So we have to anticipate that kind of a threat and have a plan B. If the species, the human species, is going to survive the next 100 years, let alone 1,000, we have to voyage out into the blackness of the unknown of space to colonize new worlds around the cosmos. And if we follow the path, he says, I have no doubt that this century will go down in the history of humankind as the true space age. Do you think that's true? Do you think that we'll have colonies on the moon? It seems so. He's such a brilliant man. It just seems so not so inevitable to me, because I can think of a million reasons why there would be objections to it. There's so much that has to go into making that safe, the travel, the expense, setting it all up, that whole thing. And I don't know that I see that, because when we're talking about serious colonies and we're talking about life out there, it's a whole different way of life. And we're talking about having populations that can sustain themselves and thrive. I don't know. I find that, I'm not saying never. I don't know. I could stretch my mind to say that it could happen, but 50 years, I don't think so. I don't think that we'll see that. I mean, here's a big question for you. So somebody now who has, if there were chances of doing this, whoever they were taking up there, they would want them to be probably younger and being able to produce children so that they would have a population birthed there. I mean, they'd have to have some wisdom and some older people, but that wouldn't be the bulk of the population, I would assume. So we're talking about maybe if you have young children, their children, perhaps. I don't know. You would have to, then you'd have to wonder, okay, so it's the moon, so there's no government. Who ultimately has the say in the colonization of the moon? It's a one world government. I'm thinking Russia, China, America, everybody's just up there. You have the golden ticket. Are you willing to go on board and go up there and be the guinea pig? I guarantee one thing. There would be people who would be willing to do it. There would be people, whatever the risk was, who would be willing to be the first, who would be willing to stake a claim to it. But I don't see it in 50 years, because I see a lot of dysfunction, and the idea that you would come to some kind of an accord, which it would have to be, well, who decides what happens on the moon? Who decides what happens when you're out there, is what I'm saying. And I think that there would be I think there'd be some problems with that. I mean, for goodness sake, we have enough time trying to negotiate oil and water and a gazillion other things, the economies, the trade, all of that between nations, peace, and whose territory is what territory in some cases, so that, man is territorial. So who ultimately would have the say there? It is fascinating to think about it. But I don't think we'll see it. All right, here's the thing about, the plastic surgery. Now all of a sudden, and this is nothing new, by the way. I was taking selfies when I first got this stupid iPhone, which I really didn't want in the first place, but it was given to me from the company that I was working with. And now it has a name, and it's selfies, and people are taking them all over. I mean, that's just a word. I was at an event in my town, and the mayor was talking about, people are taking selfies all over the place. Of course, now it's just everybody talks about selfies, and everybody posts them all over the place. But there's this survey that just was done by the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, and they say 1 in 3 plastic surgeons actually saw a rise in procedures from patients claiming to be unhappy with how they look on social media. What a boon to the people who are already making big money. So 13% of the doctors that were surveyed say that they identified increased photo sharing and patients' dissatisfaction with their looks online as a rising trend in the cosmetic surgery industry. So, I don't know. In selfies, we do silly things like people stick their tongues out and make funny faces. And so if your face is squinched up, like I've got a selfie where my face is squinched up, is that really truly what my eyes look like or what my face looks like? I don't know. You're flipping the camera around on you. And actually, I think that I would say the opposite. Sometimes people look better in selfies because of the angle. But anyway, it's now become another avenue for doctors. They say a 10% increase in rhinoplasty in 2013 from 2012. That's pretty big. A 7% increase in hair transplants, 6% increase in eyelid surgery. And what's even stranger is 58% of the surgeons surveyed said they saw an increase in requests for cosmetic surgery and injectables in patients under the age of 30. Oh, does anyone else think that's ridiculous? Under the age of 30, you're worried about that? You're spending and saving money for plastic surgery? Something is wrong. I think something's wrong. And a lot of times, sorry, I think when you see plastic people who have been altered by plastic surgery, doesn't it look like plastic surgery? It looks like plastic surgery to me. You know, the really tight, pulled back look. Even sometimes these people that just get the injections. I mean, not everyone, I guess, as a rule, but there is the downside to it. What if the plastic surgery really looks like plastic surgery? So everybody that sees you looks and that's what they see. The plastic surgery. All right, so technology, airlines and technology. You know, the whole thing's with using the phones and whatnot, and then there's arguments over Google Glass, the headset thing, and if you can use that on the planes and whatnot. And it depends on the plane that you're getting on. Like, if you fly Virgin, you can check in with your Google Glasses. Is that crazy? I mean, you can check in pretty much. You've got passport information, frequent flyer stuff. It'll all just come up. All of that's there and it's all processed. So already they know, like if you're getting picked up by a limo or dropped off, there's easy ways to do that. So Virgin Atlantic is using Google Glass headsets and Sony smart watches. And that's where they can pick up what, you know, the information about their premium class travelers. I don't know. The whole Google Glass thing, it just looks, it's like a third eye to me. I think it's kind of crazy. Talk about plastic surgery. And how do you get around that? I mean, I understand what it does, but I can see why some of those bars in San Francisco were banning the Google Glass. I'm just saying.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.